AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine here in Silicon Valley. Thank you for tuning into tonight's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. Give everyone a hand. That's absolutely fantastic. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and online streaming. You can always listen live there as well. If you want to dial into tonight's show and get your questions on air with our guest or myself, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220, and get your questions and comments on air with me tonight. It's Women's History Month, and I want to share a little story with you that's important to me. My mother's birthday is March 1st, 1944. She was born. Every year I text my twin brother to say a happy birthday to our mother, and he texts me back with the same message, happy birthday, Mom. I'd like to tell you about a woman that helped shape my never give up attitude, my posture to persevere. My mother, Nadine Kent Harris, her life was filled with hardships, struggles. She had to drop out of school in the eighth grade to help with her younger sisters and brothers. She suffered sexual abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse. She was married and divorced my father in her 20s. She lost her kidneys in her late 20s, early 30s. And was on dialysis for over 20 years. And she raised three kids on, on food stamps, handouts, and a prayer. My mother was always determined to keep a roof over our heads, clothes on our backs, Christmas memorable, like the Barbie's dollhouse I was so excited to get, and food on our table. Unable to work full-time due to her kidney disease, three times a week, 4 hours a day, she would leave at 6:30 in the morning, leaving her young children to prepare for school on our own. And she would always say, don't cook while I'm gone. And of course, we always cooked while she was gone. And we were probably 10, 11, 12 years old. She had an entrepreneurial spirit. She helped friends with their businesses when she was able to and had enough energy and strength to do it. She had dreams of her own, of establishing a home for battered women and their children. She would call it Tempe Kent Palace, that she wanted to place in the middle of our low-income community. She opened our home to everyone. She was no nonsense. And she just kept on going. As long as there was breath in her body, she kept on going. Mom was going to extend a helping hand to whoever needed it. She never had enough, but she never not had enough to give what she did have. My mother was determined, despite the pain and suffering life dealt her, as her three young children became teenagers. That didn't help. We did not make it easy for her, my brothers and I. Before she passed away, December 28, 1997, she went into a coma on Christmas Day. I flew to Mississippi as a young mother and wife to be by her side. And I stood there and I spoke to her and I got the prognosis that the doctors gave when I got there that she was already gone. But like my mother, I was determined to help her keep pressing on, to not say never until it was done. So I would talk to her and I would speak to her and I would put faith-based music in her ears. I'd put a headset on her for her to hear and be reminded that she was loved. And she taught us to fight. And so I refused to let her go without a fight, knowing in my heart that if I had to walk away without her, I knew that I did everything that she taught me to do, is to fight. And so that's what we did. My brother, my twin brother, joined me a day later. And as we fought for her, my brothers and I decided to take her off life support on December 28th, 1997. A woman who the doctors said she was already gone. Like my mother, she did the one thing that she would always do. And she took the deepest breath. She inhaled so deep that you could see the veins in her neck, fighting to breathe, to live one more day for her children, who are now adults, to breathe, giving of herself once again. She fought to live for her children, her frail body battered by more than 20 years on dialysis. She was 53 years old. The doctors said she had the body of an 80-year-old woman. Still, she fought. As her only daughter, she always worried about my well-being. Wanted to make sure that I was going to be okay. It took me a few moments to realize that she needed to know that not only my brothers and I would be okay, but her daughter would be okay. So I gently bent down to her ear as she wrestled with breathing, never opening up her eyes, but fighting for life. As she struggled for air to live one more day, I whispered, "Mom, Mom, if you want to go home and be with Jesus, it is okay. It is well with my soul. I will be okay." In that moment, it was like the earth and everything in it stood still. She took one last huge gasp as the room stood still, the nurses and doctors that were in the room, my brother, my twin brother that was in the room. Everything was still as she walked into eternity with a magnificent peace that covered her face, the nurses, my twin brother, and I were all in tears. My mother taught me to never give up and to fight a good fight. And I want to honor her today and say, well done, Mom. Well done. You are my Shiro. Rest in continued peace. And thank you for leaving me your legacy and heart for people. I am so wildly proud of you. I miss you every day. And I love you more every day. We're going to go to a commercial break. Thank you.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Welcome, welcome. Yes, nice, smooth, coming back in. A musician by nature, she is a celebrated violinist, a jazz vocalist. Natasha released 7 records on her own label. She is the founder of Entire Productions, a leading experience design and entertainment booking company based here in San Francisco, Silicon Valley, Bay Area, with a satellite office in Los Angeles. Her experience in media buying and advertising has helped Entire thrive in every market that it has entered. Natasha's commitment to growing Entire Productions has earned her recognition from Inc. Magazine as one of the 5,000 fastest growing companies in America, as well as Entrepreneur Magazine's 360 list of the best entrepreneurial companies in America. Welcome to the show, Natasha Miller.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you for joining us. I want to start out, Natasha, with you telling us a bit about your journey. We're going to talk about a couple of things tonight, but your journey, the music, the entrepreneurial piece, the entire production that kind of unfolded in how things were working for you. Tell our audience a little bit about that genesis and how you got from this musician to Entire Production.
Yes, so I thought that I would be a performance artist, so classical violinist, concertmaster, or a soloist. And but my heart and my passion was really singing. So as soon as I got out of Des Moines, Iowa, and to San Francisco, I used the violin, which I loved to play, as my bread and butter. So I used it to make money, all the while preparing for a singing career. And so in 2001, I recorded my first record. I've recorded 7 since. I've performed at Yoshi's and the Monterey Jazz Festival and really made my mark the way I wanted to in the industry as a performer. And that performing actually informed my next step, which was Entire Productions. So if on a night a corporate client or a wedding client wanted to book me, but I was already booked, I would say to them, I cannot perform for you, but I can bring in a group that's as good as I am, but probably better, and manage them for you. And so that is how Entire Productions was born.
Wow. Opportunity, right? You never know how things will unfold as you take steps. I was sharing with someone this week who's actually in the same industry and has been out of it a little bit. And I said, you have to just take steps because you never know where those steps are going to lead. Now you're in a entertainment industry, production industry, music industry, and COVID hits.
So, yes, it did.
Yeah, so, no Yoshis, no clubs, no...
So. No, nothing. So Entire Productions focuses mostly on planning corporate events for big companies like Apple and Google and Salesforce, and we also bring in the entertainment aspects of it. So my previous to COVID business was a profitable multi-million dollar company that went to a very fast and quick, ugly zero in March of last year.
Mm-hmm. So how did you weather that storm? And how are you weathering that storm? You're still standing. We have you on air here. So there's a story there. So we need to hear that story. We need to hear that story.
Yeah, so I think the first thing that happened when I realized what the implication was going to be for my business, I did what any human being would do, is panic. The fight or flight mode took over, and I was out of my mind, scared for my own livelihood, my company that I've built over 20 years, and of course, my employees. And literally the first thing that happened, sort of the saving grace, was that a member of the organization, entrepreneurs organization that I belong to, sent me an email, and he said, "Natasha, this has happened." And he's a coach, by the way, but not my coach, and he's very expensive. So he said, "And I want to talk to you. I want to give you an hour of free, absolutely no strings attached coaching." And at that point, I would have talked to anybody. And he had a business that went through 2007, 2008, 2009 downturn and hit rock bottom. So he knew what he was doing. And he gave me great advice, great support. And I felt, I didn't feel alone at that time, when I did for a few days before, when I had to consider laying people off or furloughing them.
Let me ask you a question. So during this time, you've got the stimulus packages coming out. You've got SBA doing PPP loans, the Paycheck Protection Program, the EIDL loans, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. Was your company able to participate in those programs, or did you just feel just kind of left out of those programs and they didn't fit your model? They didn't fit what you were doing?
Oh, they 100% fit, and they 100% allowed for me to continue doing business. So I did get the PPP loan. I did get the EIDL grant and loan. I did get I got the second round of the PPP, and we haven't had to touch the EIDL loan, which is great, right? We didn't need to dip into that. We did need to spend the PPP, the first round, and it all went to paychecks, payroll.
Right. Which is entirely forgivable then, of course, right. Which is the beauty of that loan. And so the second round is out. So we're seeing a lot of businesses pick up that second PPP round this year. So now the shock is over. Everyone's kind of settled into this, and you're right. Everyone panicked. It's the fight or flight, and many businesses fought and have not gotten back in business, have not been able to survive and thrive. I like the word that you use, is thriving. Your company thriving. Now, so what's on the horizon? We're here, Women's History Month. And definitely want to honor you and your standing and building, and as many women need female entrepreneurs like yourself to say, you know what, you can keep standing. It gets tough sometimes. There's ebbs and flows in business. That's the way it is. What's the advice would you give other entrepreneurs out there, women entrepreneurs, and what's next for you? How's March of 2020 going for you?
Yeah, so I think the thing about entrepreneurship is, if you're not willing to take chances and fail and have challenges, entrepreneurship is probably not the right place for you, although either then is life, because there's all these things that coincide with both, right? But I thrive. I'm my best self. I really realized during this, during a crisis or a challenge. And so I would say, my advice would be to really embrace the reality of change. It's going to happen in various forms forever. Small changes, many little small ones, a medium-sized one, a catastrophic one, and then back to small challenges. So if you're an entrepreneur, you need to be ready for those and not bury your head in the sand, as I understand some people did. But I didn't really see a lot of that happening with my entrepreneurs organization group or people in my industry.
Right. And that's great advice. You have a quote on your website and it says a common misconception about virtual events is that they lack the impact of live events, but that's far from the truth. We've got about a minute before we need to go to commercial break. Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
So we completed last year with over 200 virtual events, and the clients' responses were, oh my gosh, I can't believe I had so much fun, or I can't believe you could do that on a virtual event. So keeping people alert, excited, fast-paced, shorter segmented presentations with surprises in between content and delivery, that's really how you make a fabulous virtual event.
All right, we're going to go to a commercial break. More with Natasha Miller when we come back. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world. We appreciate your listenership always, always. We're back with Natasha Miller here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, San Francisco, talking about female entrepreneurship, staying in business, her company, entire production, and some of the things that she kind of, like anyone else, those ebbs and flows of business, those ebbs and flows when we saw the downturn of the economy with the housing market. And so she is still standing. And so Natasha, so we talked about you some of the support that you got, which is great to hear that you received the PPP, the EIDL loan, the EIDL grant, which all of these things are reopened, by the way. So any businesses are out there that are unaware, go out to sba.gov and you can get connected to those resources. And the newest resource that they have, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, Natasha, is the Shutter Venue Operators Grant. So is that something that you're going to be looking to pursue? I don't think that SBA opened it up just yet, but
it's not for us. We don't own a venue and or performing arts venue. Our business is on the fringes of that. We operate in venues, but it's not something that would apply to us.
Right, right. And with so many changes in these grants and loans, and you almost have to keep an ear to if there's any changes, they can turn on a dime, they can turn on a pivot, and then it's more, or they're expanding into something. So I was curious about whether or not you would be participating in that in some sort of way. Now, if someone wants to get a hold of you, or a company wants to get a hold of you and maybe look at doing a virtual event, how might they get a hold of you? What's the best way for them to do that?
The best and easiest way is to go to entireproductions.com. There's a little chat bot that will greet you, and you can interact with that, or you can just email us right through the contact page, and we are quick to respond. And would love to hear from any of you that are looking for virtual or soon-to-be in-person event production.
Right. And with that in-person production, I've got about 2 minutes. What does that look like? We've got people getting vaccinated. Are you excited about getting back to something that's more normal? We are seeing some productions happen or you know, some of the late night talk shows and all of that, you know, even though the audience is kind of a smaller audience, but we're seeing what kind of feels like, you know, pre-COVID.
Yeah, it feels exciting. It's happening faster than I expected, and I think we all expected. For us, the social events will come back faster, and those are weddings and anniversaries and birthday parties and such. And I do think that corporate will be more hesitant to bring their people together in groups until fourth quarter, first quarter next year, and then second quarter, I think, is when we'll really start coming close to what numbers could have been like before COVID.
Right. I can see that happening. I can see that happening. Well, Natasha, thank you for coming on. We're going to have you back on and find out what you're doing post-COVID. But again, if you want to connect with Natasha's entire productions, go out to entireproductions.com. Thank you so much. And we're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love this segment of the show because we can give some shout outs to businesses, small businesses. Do business with small businesses. And remember, small businesses are 500 or less employees. Actually, it's 499 to be exact by the Small Business Administration's definition. And if you're just tuning in, we had a great conversation with Natasha Miller from Entire Productions, the founder. Absolutely fantastic work she's doing. She's held on for a production company. That's a big deal. An events production company is a big deal. And she is still standing and has utilized the system that was rapidly put in place. Believe me, there was a lot of kinks. A lot of businesses got the support of the PPP program, the EIDL program, the EIDL loan, and the EIDL grant. And so if your business out there need the PPP, the round two is open. Definitely put your hat in the ring. Even if you think that you will not get it, let them disqualify you. Don't disqualify yourself. The EIDL is reopened. And the EIDL grant, if you were one of those businesses that didn't get the up to $10,000 in funding, and maybe you got $1,000, and maybe you got $2,000 or $7,000, SBA will be reaching out to businesses, qualified businesses who went through that process last year, and you may get that full $10,000. So look for those phone calls coming as well. The Small Business Concierge, let's talk about businesses that are advantage members, women businesses that you could be doing business with. We have some fantastic businesses that are in our magazine. I love giving our small businesses an opportunity to get connected to you, your consumers out there. And if you are, whether you're local or if you are national or international, there's resources in here for everyone that you can reach out and get resources with. So if you're local, one of my favorite salons, favorite entrepreneurs in the hair care business is Vonda McCauley. Vonda McCauley is this amazing, brilliant mind on providing the optimal hair loss treatments. She has been in the hair care business for more than about 15, 20 years or so, and she is a master stylist, but she is really specializing in treatments like the red light treatment for your hair, the blue light treatment for your hair, and really helping with that hair loss. And so if you want to connect with Vonda McCauley and her business, Small Business, Help a Small Business, she is here in Silicon Valley Bay Area. You can go to vondasalon.net and get connected or call 408-224-1224. Absolutely fantastic. And she will do video calls with you. She will help walk you through processes and things that if you can't get to her. So maybe you're in another state and you have been struggling with hair loss as a woman. And she helps men as well. But this being Women's History Month, I'd like to kind of talk to the women this week and say she is there and available to provide you with her expertise. She's also a contributor in our magazine, the Small Business Concierge magazine. She does a great story about hair loss, and she goes through a lot of the resources that are there and different types of products that could benefit you, the pros and cons, the do's, the don'ts, that sort of thing. So you want to go out to our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz, and you can get that article out there as well. And who else do we have? Marcy Anderson. Marcy Anderson. She works with corporations. She works with different groups. She's considered a sole project manager, and it's corporate wellness consultant. And she brings awareness and healing and meditation. And so I think with COVID-19, we need to dial it back just a little bit. Marcy is in South Carolina, and you can connect with her and her products. She is a PhD, not a doctor, but PhD. She is a website, corporatewellnessconsultants.com or corporate-wellnessconsultants.com, or you can go to marcyanderson.com as well, and you should be able to find her. But she is providing great resources in terms of that meditation space. She is an author as well. And so you might enjoy some of the resources she has there as well. Chandra Brooks. Let me talk about Chandra Brooks. Chandra Brooks is just a go-getter. She's the powerhouse woman academy, if I can say it that way, that she spearheads, that she leads. She is a leadership coach to ambitious women, and she is here in Silicon Valley, but she can provide her services throughout the world. And she is known in Silicon Valley Bay Area by politicians, political leaders, and such. And so if you want to support our small businesses, connect with our magazine. We have a great membership. We have great resources. In fact, if you go out to our digital magazine, you can click right straight through to their catalog. And actually, Chandra Brooks also is one of our Power Women in our Power Women Power Secrets magazine that we did. One of our last magazine was the Power Women Power Secrets. And so you'll see her on the cover as well, doing some fantastic, fantastic work. And before I go to a commercial break, I want to mention Tamika Ellsworth. Tamika Ellsworth is a real estate training provider, and she is a radio show personality for AM 1100 KFAX Radio, and she is a TV personality. And so she is in the home buying business and selling homes. And so you want to connect with TamikaEllsworth.com. You will not be disappointed. Support small businesses, support women in business. Happy Women's History Month. Be good to someone. And we're going to go to a commercial break, and we're really going to wrap it up nice and tight and put a bow on it. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Various business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. And 2.0, Business on the Edge. Nice, nice, calm, nice, smooth coming into our final segment. bringing the show in for a landing, Women's History Month. We have had a, I think, an impactful show tonight. If you're just tuning in, you'll have to listen to our rebroadcast or our podcast for this show. I think it was powerful. I think our guest, Natasha Miller, founder of Entire Productions, just an inspiration of what she has faced, like many companies, facing the pandemic in March last year. What's interesting is the pandemic actually was here. I personally think that COVID was hitting our country probably 2019, tail end of 2019. And I think we were, I believe I had some colleagues that probably had COVID in December of 2019. That's just my belief. I'm not a doctor. It's just my belief. And we came into the new year oblivious to what was about to impact us. And ebbs and flows are going to happen in business that you are not going to be able to predict. No one predicted that the housing bubble was going to just, well, I think the banks probably knew a little bit more than they let on. They were, you know, doing the contracts for these homes. So they knew some, but for the most part, we were oblivious. And the pandemic, we were oblivious. And what's important about entrepreneurship is preparing for, or doing your best to prepare for the unexpected and what that looks like. And really doing your best to try to make your business recession-proof. And there's ways of doing that. And Natasha made a very good point that things have changed. Technology, we're looking at it in a different way because of the pandemic. We're now hearing terminology like Zoom fatigue. And so, but there's a lot of good things that have come out of the pandemic in that there's more that we can do remote just as well as we are if we were in the office. So there's a lot of things to think about. We are getting vaccinated. We're getting back to, I think, a level of, and I think we have to be careful and cautious while the whole country continues to become vaccinated and those that are coming to our country and going and us going to other countries that we are prepared and vaccinated and taking steps that's going to keep yourself, your person safe, and those around you and your staff and employees and so on. But the world has changed, but we're getting ready for a reopen. And I think is going to be hugely celebratory as these sorts of things happen. And I'm looking forward to Entire Production being entirely back to doing what they love to do full speed ahead. And so if you want to connect with Entire Productions, please go out to their website at entireproductions.com, www.entireproductions.com, and begin to, if you're not going to, you know, you can't do a live event right now, but you can certainly begin to think about what it will look like when you do, and, you know, put those dollars away to do something maybe special in 2022 as well. And again, I'd like to mention for those that are still needing that access to capital, make sure you go out to the Small Business Administration's website, sba.gov, and look at the COVID disaster relief programs, the PPP, the EIDL, the PPP2, the EIDL loan, the EIDL advance. The EIDL advance SBA is going to circle back around with those that that didn't get the entire $10,000, but look at the SBO. That is a new grant. I do not think that the SBA has opened up that grant yet, just yet, for those that are venues that have, you know, your different types of events and things like that. I think that's, I think it's spectacular that they have added a grant to this, these financial products here, or financial relief resources. I don't want to call them products, financial relief. So go out and check. And for those who have a Shiro in their life, I talked about my mother. Go back and just say thank you to the Shiro that's been a blessing and a benefit to your life. Be good to someone out there. I've got to get out of here tonight. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220, KDOW Business on the Edge, with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.